In Exodus chapter 20, God includes among the commandments given to Moses that his people should observe the Sabbath to keep it holy. The Lord says, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath." In Exodus 31, in verse 12, God says to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so that you may know I am the Lord who makes you holy." And after this, the Lord gave Moses the 2 tablets of the testimony, inscribed by the finger of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, the following is added to the commandment about the Sabbath day. In verse 15, "Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day." The Sabbath was a time for the people of Israel to ponder and to marvel at God's creation and to recall his wondrous works. A sign for generations. It would be a perpetual reminder, a weekly reminder, that God is the one making them righteous, making them holy. It stood as a form of discipline, as an instruction, that as they were leaving the bondage of Egypt to the rest that awaited them in Canaan, that they would trust in God's provision, and in doing so, to draw near. And as we know, there is a history of inconsistency among the people of Israel when it came to remembering the Sabbath. And profaning the Sabbath is consistently mentioned by God through his prophets as a reason for Israel's captivity, that they could not observe the Sabbath and keep it holy. Jesus, in his earthly ministry, worked to restore a right understanding of the Sabbath, to recognize the blessing of a relationship with God. Simply put, he said, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." And in the same way, he said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to offer himself as a ransom for many." The attitude among those in Jesus' day who should have known better is well summarized in the character of the older brother in the parable from Luke 15, verses 11 through 32. That older brother had no regard or insufficient regard for the blessing of nearness. Instead, he offered a lament that the father had not organized a celebration for him and his friends. But the father said, "Everything I have is yours." In calling himself the Lord of the Sabbath and in calling us to follow, Jesus is inviting us to reflect on God's work and to know that we are not the source of our righteousness or spiritual liberty, but he is. In John 8, Jesus assures us that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we know that all who follow who are in Christ are new creations. And so in the same way that the Father marked the end of his work of creation with the Sabbath, Jesus marked the end of his work of redemption with the words, "It is finished." Amen.